You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Just during a song a few minutes ago, I thought, I wonder how many times a year Jeremy gets with his family. I'm not talking about Nicole and the kids. I'm talking about his
extended family.
Parents,
mom, dad,
sister,
aunts, uncles,
brother-in-law, blah, 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 blah.
One grandma.
How many times a year? Because the other side of that coin is me, and I maybe see my family once a year, and sometimes it's a little more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got my pen ready. Hold on a second.
Okay,
there's your birthday, Nicole's
yeah.
birthday.
Sure.
There's your kids' birthdays. But the thing is, usually with your kids, there's at least two get-togethers for each. Every time
no.
I talk to you, you're like, we have two birthdays. Okay, I think you do, but I'll just say one each.
Unless it's a friend, and then one's a family. But no.
Because even last summer, you were talking about you had like multiple parties for your kids.
Yeah, probably
and your
one a friend. One's a friend party, one's a family party. Okay, so there's four.
All right, so you, Nicole, the two kids, then you've got your mom.
Yep.
Your dad.
Yep.
Your sister. Your brother-in-law. You've got a nephew. You're about to have another, but we won't count that yet.
Not yet.
So there's nine guaranteed. Right?
Grandma birthday.
Grandma,
for sure.
Ten.
And then we have Mother's Day and Father's Day.
Right.
And Christmas and Easter and probably 4th of July.
4th of July. Memorial Day, Labor Day.
Yep. And the multiple like camping.
Halloween.
Camping trips. Halloween, maybe.
Halloween.
Let's throw in. I know we already have one or two camping trips planned. So
we'll put two down. There's 20. That's 20.
There's 20. Okay. And then just
in 12 months.
And then that's just get togethers with, you know, events and family and gifts.
Yeah, that doesn't count. You just stop by to see your mom every day.
That doesn't count that. Yeah.
20 times a year you gather with your family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at one. And I'm trying to point, let me point something out here. I'm not saying one's right and one's wrong. I'm just talking about how it's different,
yeah.
how some families always congregate, like the whole family.
It's just a time to celebrate. It's time to get together. And I mean, there was a point this weekend. It's funny. It was a 9-hour birthday party for my nephew that we went to. And there was multiple times I just sat back in a chair at a couple points and I just watched everybody. And at one point, I just
creepy.
Even kind of closed my eyes and listened to the laughter and, you know, the stories and just the talking. And I was like, this is just so cool that my family has been able to stay so close. Nobody's really moved too far away. We've got, you know, a few people in like Nebraska, but they were actually here. But it was just so cool. It's like, you know what? Everybody's just here and we're having fun and we've stayed close for all these years. And I love it, man. It's just a good... I love it.
Well, I don't want you to misconstrue what I'm saying. I'm not knocking
I'm not at all.
You
no, no.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
I mean, you've got brothers and sisters that live in the same area-ish, right? Out of state?
Correct.
Now, do
so
they get
together?
So we're
pretty much spread around the country.
Do they get together when you're not around?
Not really.
Hmm.
So I've got three siblings that all live in San Antonio, Texas, and they... We'll get together when I come to town and maybe one other time during the year, I think. Maybe two at the most.
Wow. That's just
we're
so,
not that kind of family.
So foreign
for some
to me, yeah.
And
I'm sure you're not alone.
Get a load of this. I don't think, and I will fight this to my dying day, I don't think your family is any closer or loves each other more than my family does. We have intense love for each other. So it's not a we have to get together or we don't love each other. We just don't get together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm wondering, if you think about the millions of people listening to the show right now, we've just touched everybody one way or the other because we have people who always get together with their family like you. We've got people who rarely do like me.
Yeah.
Then we have people who always do wish they didn't. And people who never do and wish they
wish
did.
Wish they did. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I wish we were together more. Which is, you can make that happen.
But I do have a question about this. And again, I don't want you to misconstrue that like I'm criticizing. I'm not. With 20 plus times a year, and you talk about, oh, it's so good to see everybody. But you just saw them days ago.
You know what's funny is,
and it's year after year after year. So in the last 10 years, you've had a minimum of 200 family gatherings.
Sure.
But you're talking about like, oh, it's so good to see it you. Like, you
it's
haven't
like
seen them
great.
In 11 years.
It's the event, it just, it never really feels the same. There's still laughter. There's, you know, maybe a dance party that happens. The music's on.
Dance party?
Oh, God. My family has been known for years to out of nowhere, we'll crank up the stereo in the family room, and everyone will just dance.
Oh, man. I
have
would
a
be
good
the black
time.
Sheep in your family.
I know.
Sure.
The funny thing was,
is kicked out of your family.
At the end of this birthday party on Saturday, Nick Nack was handing out invitations to our daughter's birthday. Birthday party that's coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah,
so she's like, here's an invitation for another one that's coming up. And everybody will be there, you know?
Jason says, my family's like Jeremy's. We see each other about every other weekend. Love it. Definitely loud, but I love it. All right, that's cool. That is great.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how many people listen who are like me. They're like,
but you know what?
I love my family, and I see him once a year.
I live with Nick Nack, who sees her dad maybe. I mean, we've seen him twice now in the past 5-6 years. She doesn't see her side of the family. But they're not very close, so. That's a little different.
Brad writes in, Dom, do you think you'd feel differently about your family if you saw them all the time?
In what way? That you'd love it even more, or you'd hate them?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I think what
Which
Brad
way?
Is implying is that I wouldn't love them as much as I do. I don't think so, but that's a hypothetical. I don't know how you answer that.
You don't know.
It's a fair question,
until you're
Brad.
Thrown into it.
I don't know. I don't think I would.
Yeah.
Essentially,
says, that's how they stay close is by not seeing them. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, he says, I know people that are better apart rather than together.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's true.
Yeah, that can be a somebody's circumstance.
True.
Absolutely.
Shannon says, I will always love my family, but I don't know if I love them that much. And sometimes absence makes the heart grow fonder. If I saw them that often, I might get sick of them. I don't want to. I want to continue to like them.
Yeah, and I mean, now granted, not every get together is a 9-hour birthday party like we did this weekend. We'll get together for 2-3 hours and go on our way, but it's just a nice little breakup of the weekend, kind of catch up yet again and see what everybody's going, what's going on in their lives.
So what's happened in the 4 days since I've seen you?
I know, exactly. And I think, you know, the way I was raised and a lot of my family was raised is definitely a family first mentality. And I have, you know, a dad who was a fire chief and in the fire service for 50 years or whatever. And my uncle was, SWAT, Department of Homeland Security, blah, blah, blah. And they both have seen horrible things in their lives. And I think they put a big emphasis on, they see a lot of the horrible things. So we need to stay together as a close-knit family and focus on all the great things in our lives. Be there for each other.
Okay.
And, and you just have that sense of family because they've seen broken families so many times, I think. So there's definitely an effort to keep us going.
Shannon and I were texting back and forth on this. She says, what do you do in a case where one person just chooses to go to 3 gatherings a year? Are they the outcast? And I wrote back and I said, listen, the truth is, if I was in Jeremy's family, I would miss at least half the gatherings, okay? I would be the one to be like, I can't make it.
And
then I would be kicked out of the family, right?
You'd probably because get to a point like, they're like, why do we invite Dom anymore?
Why do we even invite him? He only comes to half of them.
And he just sits there. He doesn't get into the dance party.
He doesn't do the dance party. Donna from Westminster. Most of my family lives in Northwest Denver, and we go out to family dinner every Thursday, and one family member picks up the check. We have a rotating schedule.
Yeah.
So with just that, we get together 52 times per year.
That's great.
Then formally on Christmas and a spring gathering.
That's it's very similar to Nick Nack's other side of the family in Iowa, where they do a family dinner night every Friday night, and they rotate houses. And that's, you know, middle America out in the farmland, and everybody gets together for big
Someone
spreads.
Someone goes out and slaughters the pig.
Exactly.
And then
they have a pig every, you know, every Friday, and somebody else steps up and does it. You know, honestly, this is, I think part of the reason I love this is kind of like all I've ever been around. One, with my family. And two and three, my very dear friend Surat is from Sri Lanka. And they have a very close-knit, you know, it's very family-focused. So I see their gatherings. And then Nick-Nack's stepdad was a Martinez, so his family was Mexican. And I will tell you, when I first started dating Nick-Nack, I thought my family events were big and bombastic. Mm-hmm. When you go to a Mexican family's holiday or get-together, it's incredible. It is absolute. The amount of family that comes into that and the amount of food and music and laughter, it's all I've ever known, man. And those get-togethers were bombastic.
Yeah.
Those were awesome get-togethers.
I suppose there is a little black smudge on my soul somewhere because I don't have that kind of family gathering. Maybe it's a hole in my heart that I just don't know about.
Hey, look at you.
I feel like I'm doing okay, but...
Hey, you're doing all right.
Yeah. You know what I should do the next time, because I've got to schedule some sort of... The last time I saw my family was in September. Let's see, October, November, December, January, February. So it's been 6 months. That's the last time I saw them. And I've got to schedule something here before long for maybe later this year. Maybe just another little jet trip down to San Antonio.
Yeah.
And my sister lives in Wisconsin. We'll fly in. We'll try to get together. I should make it a point to ask all of them how they feel about us just seeing each other once a year. And there have been times where it's been once every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I should see what they say.
And then bring up a dance party. Do you guys want to? Do you feel like dancing right now?
Anybody feel like dancing? They would probably be like, Dom, you are now every 5 years.
We're done here.
Hey, thanks to everybody who reached out. A lot of very interesting comments. Some of them we didn't put on the air, but we're going to try to write back to all of them if we can.
Yeah,
we appreciate
thanks,
you hanging out with us. And here's another thing. I have another family, and that is the radio family. And as a family of listeners who have been with me and been with me and Jeremy for years and years and years, you're like family to us, and we're with you every day.
That's
maybe
right.
That's what it is. The radio family takes care of that for
there
me.
There you go. It's filling that hole.